Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are joined by Guardians outfitter and really just been tearing up all of spring training. His name is Will Brennan, joining us here on The Fan. Will, thanks for giving us a few minutes. How you doing?
Good, Jonathan. How you guys doing?
We're good. Probably not as good as you after last night with that that big Kansas State win. How much of the game did you get to watch?
I was able to watch the game in its entirety. We had to go out to the dugout, and you know, Tito was gracious enough to be able to call me back down and watch the end of it. So I was really thankful for that. But yeah, what a win!
Wait, how did that work? Did Tito was like, "Hey, Will, get down here. Something's happening," or what happened?
Well, yeah, he was highly invested in the game as well as a you know, he's just, I think he's got Kansas State in a few of his brackets, I'd imagine, and so. He knew that
did he lay the points last night?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, it sounds like Tito knows the value of spring training baseball. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we won 10-0 yesterday, so, you know.
All right.
Something happened.
Are all your brackets filled out with Kansas State winning, I assume?
No, but it was Big 12 heavy.
Yeah, has to be. And you grew up in, you were in Overland Park, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, that's just outside of Kansas City. My older brother lives in Overland Park. Did you grow up a Royals fan then or no?
No, I grew up a Red Sox fan. So
how did that happen?
Where is that? My stepdad, he split time between Boston and San Diego, and so he just kind of brought that with him to Kansas, and when we moved there, and then I just kind of grew up watching, you know, Pedroia, Ellsbury, and Manny Ramirez, and Ortiz, and Tito. So
I was gonna say, you ever tell Tito like you were my skipper as a kid?
Of course I did.
Yeah, it's good brownie points. I'm sure he's like, I don't care, kid. Like, keep it moving.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. What do you do at the plate is all that matters. And at the plate right now, Will, you've been destroying it. You've just absolutely been tearing up spring training. I mean, they're going into this. I would have said, I don't know that it was 100% a lock that you made the opening day roster. The way you played this spring, 100% lock, you make the roster. How does it feel?
It feels good. You know, just spring training, you want to get yourself in a good spot for the regular season. And, you know, I feel like it's taken me about 3 weeks to get there. You know, baseball is a funny sport because you can, you know, feel terrible and still have some success. But, you know, I feel like my body and my swing's in a good place right now for the season. I'm ready to tear it up with the boys, so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Will Brennan joining us on the hotline. Will, I want to ask you about some of the new rule changes here with the game. Obviously, the no shift in the pitch clock, things like that. What do you guys think about it as players?
You know, we had a conversation with the commissioner, you know, a week ago, and, you know, there was a lot of, you know, tweaks that we think that we can make with the pitch clock to make the game, you know, just kind of just more smooth, like flowing, you know. But with the fans, you know, I think it's a really good thing. You know, we're playing games in under 2.5 hours, under 3 hours for sure. And, you know, for the players, with no shift, there's going to be more action. I think Hosey's going to have 50 to 100 more hits this year. And I think it's going to play really well into our offensive schemes. And, you know, we're still going to play the same game, but I think it's going to speed the other teams up, and we already play fast, so it can only benefit us.
Yeah, you've had more practice with that than most people, but when you see other teammates that maybe haven't had as much practice, are you giving them tips on the pitch clock and how to approach the plate, or is it one of those things that it comes intuitive and they get it?
Yeah, I think it's a trial-error thing, but, you know, these guys are the professionals. They're really good at what they do, and they'll figure it out, but, you know, we're here for tips. You know, obviously in Double A and Triple A, we had to deal with it, and, you know, I think it makes the game just roll better. It flows better, and so anything for that, anything for the fans that we can do is going to help our game grow. So.
Well, last year at Guardians Fest, you said you're not a prospect, but you're a suspect. What would you call yourself
right
now?
Just a ball player. I don't know. That's about it. Right there in the middle.
Were you just going for the flashy headline? What happened there then? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just a dumb one-liner. I have no idea. just trying to be a goofball.
Yeah, it works.
Is that how this whole team is? Like, it seems like you guys just have fun and a lot of goofballs, not taking it too seriously.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't. You know, it's a fast-moving game, and there's a lot of pressure, and the more pressure you put on yourself, the harder it's going to be. So, you know, we have a loose clubhouse. We have a lot of good dudes that are, you know, they think they're comedians, and so it helps the flow of the game. Helps every day. Helps the day-to-day in the clubhouse, you know, and...
Who's the biggest comedian?
You know, I hate to give him credit, but, you know, Miles is pretty funny. Josh Naylor's pretty up there. But those guys are definitely, they keep the clubhouse loose. So.
Let me ask about high school really quick. You had 503 in high school ball. You knew you were always going to the pros, right? You had 503 in high school ball. You know you're special.
No, I mean, no? I hit 503 in 20 games in Kansas.
So you were worried then?
I think that was good for there. I never thought that I was the best player. You know, not to be cheesy, but like my stepdad always said that, you know, you're always going to be better than someone, you're always going to be worse than someone, so that's the mindset I've always carried. But, you know, hit 503 in Kansas, a cold weather state. You know, I only had one offer coming out of high school, and so, you know, ran with that, and then here I am. You know, just a lot of hard work throughout the years led me to this point. But the game, though, it's a fair game.
Hmm. Did you watch the World Baseball Classic?
I did. What an event. I ended up going to the Canadian-USA game in Phoenix. It was fantastic.
Did they let you in the dugout, or did you have to go on, like, the – what happened there?
No, they didn't let me in the dugout.
I didn't know how it works. Like, you're a Major League Baseball player. I didn't know, like, you have to, like, sit in the stands.
As a fan?
Yeah, no, we're fans. I had a Modelo, had a hot dog. It was awesome.
Yeah? There you go.
Unbelievable up there.
That's great. I love that. I hope you at least got in for free.
I did. I knew somebody.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, that part's good. Well, I didn't know how far it stretched. I'm like, and before you know it, he's in section 503, and I'm like, oh, wow, how did this happen?
I love the game, but I don't know if I'm going and paying for a ticket to go on my off day to go watch a game.
And you watch the final, I imagine. Trout versus Ohtani. Is that as good as baseball gets?
Yeah, that's probably the pinnacle. You know, that's like a game 7 of the playoffs right there, and especially since it was 3-2. You know, two outs, and, you know, Ohtani just got the better of them. I don't know how many times they face each other. Probably not that often, so it's pretty cool to watch. You know, as a fan and as a, you know, as a peer of those guys, that's exactly what, you know, the script should be right there. So.
Do players, you know, amongst your peers feel like Ohtani is like the next great thing?
I think he already is. Yeah. You know, there hasn't been a player, I mean, obviously, I don't know if you watched Babe Ruth play. I didn't. I didn't get to see his two-way capabilities.
I appreciate the thought.
But, you know, that's the next Babe Ruth, right? I mean, he's throwing 100 miles an hour. Again, I don't know how hard those guys threw back then. You know, you hear legends and folklore, but, you know, he's doing it. He's doing it in the 21st century, and he's doing it in front of everybody, and he's having a good time doing it, so.
Who's your favorite on the team just to watch? Like, just from a pure baseball standpoint, you're like, I can't believe it. This guy's, it's just incredible every day.
Jose Ramirez is every day, shows up offensively, defensively. You know, I think Hemi made a play yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, like, this team's just unbelievable defensively, and they just run the bases so well. So it's fun to be on the bench and watch that and, you know, be able to take notes and be a sponge, but I think Josh Bell hit a ball like 700 feet yesterday, too. So
that was destroyed.
On the watch.
Yeah. How's he fit in the locker room so far?
He's awesome. You know, I mean, a vet that is going to help this team in many ways than one. You know, he's bringing that power, obviously, but he puts the ball in play. And so he kind of just fits the mold of this team. And he has a great time in the locker room. You can see he's starting to loosen up, so.
All right. Will Brennan, we thank you for your time. We wish you the best of luck this upcoming season. We're all polling for you, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes here. Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
John and Dustin, thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, man. Yep. Right. Good luck this year.
Good stuff right there with Will Brennan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.